One in a Million. This message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on Saturday morning, April the 24th, 1965, for the Four Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International breakfast at the Clifton's Cafeteria in Los Angeles, California, USA. 百万中的一个这篇信息是伯拉罕弟兄于1965年4月24日星期六早晨为国际全福音商人会在美国加利福尼亚州洛杉矶市的克利夫顿餐厅的早餐聚会传讲的。
Thank you, Brother Shakarian, and good morning, friends. Certainly good to be here in Los Angeles again this morning prior to this great convention and the oncoming meeting of this coming week over at the Embassy Hotel.
谢谢你，萨克瑞安弟兄。早上好，朋友们。很高兴今天早上又能再次回到洛杉矶。就在下周我们在大使宾馆要举行的大会以及其他一些聚会之前。
I'm expecting to see you all over there, and we're all under a great expectations to meet our Lord Jesus and see Him over there. He promised that He would be wherever two or three was gathered together, He would be there.
我期待在那里见到你们各位。我们大家都极大的期待着在那里会见我们的主耶稣，在那里见到他。他应许过他会这样做。有两三个人奉我的名聚集。那里就有我在他们中间，他会在那里的。
And I'm sure that I met him this morning as I come up the steps here in this auditorium when all the people with great anticipations waiting for the breakfast and the speaking.
我相信今早当我踏上这个会堂的台阶时，我肯定遇见了他。那时大家都带着极大的期待，等候着早餐以及传讲。
It's good to be gathered here with you.And to the radio audience, there's so many in here there. I had to go down on the next floor and speak to a few.
来与你们以及收音机里的听众一起聚集，感觉真是很好。这里的人真多，我必须要下到下一层楼去，向其他更多的人讲话。
And seeing so many requests, heart trouble and different ailments of their bodies, and we're here now to pray for the sick and the afflicted.
我看到有许多医治的请求，为他们的心脏病及身体上的各种病痛。我们现在要在这里为这些病痛的人祷告。
Just as I got top the steps, I'm looking at the old gentleman now. He came up to me and said, Brother Branham, years ago, he said he had heart trouble so bad that they thought he was going to die.
我现在正看着那位老先生，刚才就在我走到台阶顶端的时候他上前来对我说伯拉罕弟兄许多年前他说他曾患有严重的心脏病情况很糟糕大家都以为他快要死了
I had prayer for him and the grace of God healed him and here he is this morning weighing his 80 he's just rejoicing so that makes us take new hope
我为他祷告了神的恩典医治了他今天早上他就在这里已经八十多岁了充满了喜乐所以这给了我们新的盼望。
And now I'm certainly soliciting the prayers of the people out in the radio land as well as here.
现在我无疑是在向电台的听众以及这里的会众提出代祷的请求。
After I leave this meeting, I'm going to Europe, down into Africa and around all meetings. And this is going by a vision, so it's going to be a great meeting there, I'm sure.
在我离开这个聚会之后我要去欧洲然后下到非洲各地去举行聚会此行是来自一个意向因此我肯定那将会是一个大聚会
And I felt for years that the Lord has wanted me to come back the little humble ministry that he gave me I don't think he's quite finished with it yet over there
很多年来我一直感到主要我再回到非洲去主赐给我的这个小小卑微的事工我想他在那里还要继续使用这个事工的。
Seems like there might be a soul somewhere that I could catch in the gospel net, the one that he's given me to sing for the people, a way of divine healing, praying for the sick.
似乎那里什么地方也许有个我能用福音的网捕捉到的灵魂 这网是神赐给我用来筛选人的，就是通过为病人祷告使他们得到医治的方式。
And I certainly solicit your prayers, both you people here and them are out in the radio audience.
我肯定需要你们在座的以及那些电台听众们的祷告。
I don't have time to take a text and preach, which I'm expecting to after a few minutes here in this auditorium, but just to speak and to you a few moments to get acquainted.
由于这只是个早餐聚会，我没有时间取一段经文做主题来讲一篇道。在这个会堂里，我只是对你们讲几分钟，让我们彼此认识一下。
To the people out in the land, I'm going to have prayer for those out there right away, and you here also.
对收音机旁各地的听众，我要你们现在为那些在外面以及这里面的人祷告。
And I'm certainly glad to meet all these fine new friends that I have never met before, just come in contact with them this morning.
我当然很高兴见到所有这些很好的新朋友们，我从未见过他们，只是今早刚刚与他们接触过。
We've been having great times in the services and other places. I don't get out too much anymore. It's so busy.
我们十分享受在其他各地举行的聚会，因为太忙，我现在出去的时间比较少了。
We just try to keep the road hot between Jeffersonville, Indiana, and Tucson, Arizona, where we moved out there a few years ago.By a vision of the Lord that sent us out there to not knowing where I was going.
我主要是在印第安纳的杰弗逊维尔和亚利桑那的图森之间来回忙碌着。我们几年前搬到图森的，是借着主的一个意象把我们拆到那儿去的。我当时并不知道要到哪里去。
And many of you here at Clifton's, I spoke to you a little before I left in a Phoenix meeting.Of a vision that had come of seeing seven angels in a cluster.
你们这里有许多人在我离开之前，在克里夫顿听我讲过一点，并且菲尼克斯的聚会中也讲到过那个领导的意象。在意象中，我看到七位天使呈金字塔形状降临。
Now, I know to the radio audience, perhaps many of you are not full gospel, and this may seem a little mysterious to you, which it would to me.But there is.
我知道，对于电台的听众们，也许你们许多人不属于全福音的，这在你们听来也许有点神秘，这对我也一样。但是有
anyone who can explain anything, you don't have to accept it anymore by faith. It's things that we cannot explain that we have to accept by faith.
如果任何人能够解释的东西，那么你就不必凭信心去接受了。只有那些我们无法解释的东西，我们才需要凭信心来接受。
We cannot explain God. No man can explain God. He's sovereign. He's great and mighty. We just accept it because we know He's there.
我们无法解释神，没有任何人能解释神。他是至高无上的，是大能大力的。我们只是接受，因为我们知道他在那里。
And then by our faith in accepting it, he brings a response back to us as the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which I'm just going to speak to you about in a few moments here, on God's way, our place of worship.
然后当我们凭着信心接受神的时候，他就给我们一个回应，就是圣灵的喜。我将对你们传讲敬拜神的地方这个题目。
And the only place that you can worship him, the only place he'll ever meet you, is God.
你能敬拜他的唯一地方，他会与你相见的唯一的地方。
It's one church, one place, one time, one people, and all that God meets. And it's, I hope that the Lord blesses the message to your heart here.
只有一个教会，一个地方，一个时间，一群人，是神会相见的。我希望主会祝福这个信息，使你们的心蒙福。
Now, coming to Tucson, it was strange. Those visions speaking to you in the name of the Lord.
现在说到搬到图森的事，这是很奇怪的。那些奉主名向你们说的意象。
Not one of them, as I ever can recall, will ask anyone else. They can recall any time that he ever did say anything, but what was the truth? It always happens just the way he says it will happen.
根据我个人的记忆，我也要问任何其他人是否能说出在任何时候主所说出来的任何意象是否发生过错误。意象总是照他所说的那样发生的。
And he's supposed to, according to the scriptures, return to us in this last days and this type of ministry.
根据圣经，神将在这末后的日子把这样的事工带回到我们当中。
That'll be after the baptism of the Spirit and speaking in tongues and divine healing and so forth, these things.
这样的事工将在受圣灵的洗、说方言、神迹医治等等这些事发生之后临到。
The capping of the Pentecostal message is what we're speaking of today. This ministry of the Christ himself impersonated among his people with the very same things that he did when he was here on earth.
我们今天所传讲的就是要给五旬节的信息盖顶。基督自己的这个事工以肉身的形式出现在他的子民当中，做他还在地上时所做同样的事。
In his body, the bride, which is part of him, doing the same things as husband and wife or king and queen just before the marriage ceremony.
在他的身体，也就是他的心腹当中做同样的事。他的心腹是他的一部分，如同丈夫和妻子，或者国王和王后一样。就在婚礼的仪式之前。
This week, the Lord willing, I wish to speak some on that out in our campaign here at the Embassy Hotel. And kind of get acquainted in my humble way of doing it.
这个星期，如果主愿意的话，我希望能在大使旅馆我们的这个系列聚会上讲一讲这方面的题目，以便让你们能熟悉我简单的侍奉方式。
The time and the hour that we're living, if a person don't know which way to go, what to do, or how to turn, you're not walking by faith anymore. You're just guessing. You're presuming. And presume is to advance without official authority.
并且了解我们所生活的这个时刻。如果一个人不知道何去何从，要做什么或怎么做，那么你就不再是凭信心而行，你只是在猜测，你只是在假设。假设的意思就是说，在没有正式的许可下进行的。
So if we haven't got the real official authority to know what God said would take place in this hour, how are we ever going to face this hour?
所以如果我们没有真正证实的许可来知道神所说的在这个时刻将要发生的事情，那么我们又怎么可能来面对这个时刻呢？
And we've got to face it knowing by faith in His Word the things that's supposed to be happening now.
我们必须要面对它，凭着对它话语的信心，知道现在所应当发生的事情。
And the condition of the nations, the condition of the people, condition of the church, and so forth, we've got to know that, and then how to walk out to face it.
并且知道各国的情况，各族的情况，教会的情况等等，我们必须知道这些，然后要知道如何来面对它。
If you don't know how to do that, you're just what we used to call kind of haphazardly, just jumping, hoping it'll be here, hoping this and hoping that, and will it be?
如果你不知道这么去做，那么你就像我们过去所说的，有点任意行事了，就这样跳了进来，希望他会在这里，希望这个，希望那个，心想会这样吗？
But,God don't want us to do that. He wants us to know what He has said about this day and then meet it by faith because He said it would be that way.
但是神不要我们这么做，他要我们知道关于这个时代他说了什么，然后凭着信心去迎接他，因为他说了事情将会是这样的。
And we know your truth then because you haven't got some person's word for it, you got His word of what we must do.
那么我们就知道你是拥有真理的，因为你不是凭着某个人的话而知道的，你有神的话告诉我们我们所必须做的。
And we're hoping that our Heavenly Father will grant this to us this week.
我们盼望我们的天父在这个星期会把这些赐给我们。
Now I'm sorry that I cut off of what I was saying a few moments ago about coming to Tucson. And I thought myself that it was the end of my life.
我很抱歉，我岔开了几分钟前所讲的话题，就是有关搬去图森的事。那时我心想，我的生命就要结束了。
I thought no one could ever stand that shock of that condition that happened in that vision that morning about 10 o'clock at home that would ever be able to live after that.
我想没有人能承受得住意象中所发生的那个大爆炸而活下来的。 那个意象发生在早上10点钟，在我的家中。
Well, I come to Tucson making arrangements with my son for my wife and children to go with him after I was gone because I thought it was my end.
我与大儿子来到图森，是为我妻子和其他孩子们做好我去世后的安排，因为我以为那将是我生命的终点。
In Phoenix, the man in the meetings before it happened, I told you just how it would happen.
在意象中的这件事发生之前，我在 Phoenix 及其他许多聚会上说过这事将会如何发生。
Well, a few months after that, I was up in Sabina Canyon one morning, which is just north of Tucson. I was up there to pray.
那么在此几个月之后，一天早上，我去了图森北部的沙宾诺峡谷，我上到那儿去祷告。
And while I was praying, I had my hand up in the air saying, Father, I pray thee that thou will in somehow help me, give me strength for the hour that I'm now facing.
我在祷告的时候把手举到空中说，父啊，我祈求你帮助我，赐给我力量，来面对将要来临的时刻。
And if my work is finished here on earth, then I must come to you. And it's not as I regret coming, but I know that you'll take care of my family. And I'm just asking for strength for this hour. And something struck my hand.
如果我在世上的工作已经结束，那么我必须到你那里去。我并不是不愿意到你那里去，因为我知道你会照顾我家人的。我只是求你赐给我这个时刻所需要的力量。就在那时，有样东西落在我手里。
Now, radio audience, this may seem strange to have said, but it's the truth, and God is my judge.
电台的听众们，我所说的事可能听起来很奇怪，但这是事实，神可以为我作证。
I looked at my hand, and there was a sword. Had a sheath over the handle part, and the handle itself was made of pearl. It just looked like kind of a gold-like guard over the handle part.
我往手上一看，是一把剑。 剑身有剑鞘包着，剑柄本身是珍珠做的，并且有一个好像精致的副手。
And the knife itself looked rather like it was kind of a shiny, like, oh, something like chrome or something glistening in the sun.
剑锋本身看来十分闪亮，像是烙钢或一些在阳光下闪烁发亮的东西。
Now it's about 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, way on top of a mountain. You can imagine how a person feel that I'm in my right mind would feel standing there with a sword from nowhere, people for miles and miles holding that in your hand. I felt of it, tucked and waved the blade back and forth, and why was a sword?
那时大约是上午10或11点钟，在一座大山的山顶上，你可以想象到一个人会有什么样的感觉，站在那里拿着一把不知从何而来的剑。 而且方圆数里都渺无人烟，手中拿着那把剑，我知道自己是清醒的。我摸着那把剑，将它拿了起来，前后飞舞了一阵。真的，这确实是一把剑。
I looked around and I said, well, now how could that ever happen? Here I am standing here, right here, and no one around for miles and miles, and where did that come from?
我四处张望，我说，咦，这怎么可能发生呢？ 我就站在这里，就在这里，树里之内没有人烟，这把剑是从哪里来的呢？
I said, well, I suppose maybe it's the Lord telling me it's my end time. And a voice spoke and said, this is the sword of the Lord.
我说，我猜想也许是主在告诉我，这是我最后的时刻了。那是有个声音说话了，说，这是主的剑。
And I thought, well, a sword, then it's for like a king tonight, you know, how they used to do in England and different places. I thought, that's what that is for, tonight.
我就想，一把剑，那么它就像是给一个国王的，用来封爵用的。你们知道，过去在英国和其他不同地方都是这么做的。 我想这就是它的用处，是用来封爵的。
And I thought, well, maybe I'm supposed to lay hands on people, for I had all kinds of human mind can be all messed up, you know, you don't know. Our minds is finite, his is infinite.
我又想，也许我应当为别人按手，或者我当时什么想法都有。你们知道，人的思想可以一片混乱，我们不知道，因为我们的头脑是有限的，而神是无限的。
So, and as I was, then it left my hand, and I didn't know where it went, just disappeared.
就在那时，剑离开了我的手里，我不知道它去了哪儿，只是消失不见了。
Well, if a person didn't understand a little bit about spiritual things, you'd go crazy like that. You'd be standing there and wonder what happened.
要是一个人一点也不懂得有关属灵的事情，你会发疯的，你会站在那里不知道发生了什么事。
And he said, the vision is not your end time, it's for your ministry. That sword is the word. The seven seals will be opened of mysteries of.
于是神说，那个异象并不是你的末日，而是有关你的事工。那把剑就是神的道，七个印的奥秘将被揭开。
And then 2 weeks after that, or 2 months rather after that, I was up in the mountain with a bunch of friends when it happened.
这是过后两个月，当我与一群朋友在山上的时候，它发生了。
Seven angels, just as clear as you're standing here, came sweeping down from heaven. The rocks and the mountains rolled out and down the hills, and people stand there were screaming and going on and on, dust flying everywhere.
七位天使就像你们站在这里一样的清楚。从天飞速而降，山上的岩石滚落下山岗，站在那里的人都喊叫了起来，你知道，尘土四处飞扬。
And when it was, he said, return to your home now will be, each angel will be one of the seals of the seven seals.
当事情正这样发生时，他说，回家去，每一位天使将是七印中的一个印。
Which is on tape, and the book will be out pretty soon, being now it's kind of grammarized.
七印的启示已经在录音带上了，书也很快就会出来了，现在正在做语法上的修改。
As you know, my grammar is not very good. People wouldn't. You just have to be people that love me and know how to understand me on my grammar.
你们知道我的语法不是很好，人们不能完全明白我的语法，除非你们是爱我的人，知道如何明白我的语法。
But some theologian is grammarizing it for me, and taken out all the maybe I said the wrong word there. I don't even know. So I heard someone laughing, so I guess that grammarized wasn't right.
一位神学家正在为我做语法上的修改，除去所有这些，也许刚才我用错了词，我自己都不知道。我听见有人在笑，所以我猜 grammarize 这个字是不对的。
But like the Dutchman, you take me for what I mean and not what I say, maybe.
但就像荷兰人常说的，你要接受的是我话语中的意思，而非我所说的话。确实这样。
And it's just 3 minutes now, I'm told, until the closing of the program.
他们告诉我还有三分钟时间就要结束这个电台节目。
Now you dear people out in radio land, and you that's sick and needy here in the audience, would you just lay your hands on each other now while we have this word of prayer for the sick?
现在你们亲爱的广播听众们，以及你们在场观众中生病的或是有需要的人，在我们为病人祷告的时候，你们彼此按手在对方身上，好吗？
Now Jesus said his last commission to the church, these signs shall follow them that believe. Them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
耶稣在他给教会最后的使命时说，信的人必有神迹随着他们，他们也就是信的人，手按病人，病人就必好了。
Dear Heavenly Father, we're like children today, we're obeying what you said do. We are laying hands upon all these telephone requests.
亲爱的天父，我们今天像小孩子一样遵从你所吩咐我们的去做，我们为通过电话请求医治的人按手。
Thou seest them out in the land, out there how they're needy, the suffering. You see those here that are needy, suffering.
你看到他们那些在全国各地的，他们是任何需要帮助， 他们所遭受的痛苦。你也看到这里有需要和遭受痛苦的人们。
And we are committing them to thee, dear God, with this faith in thy word, that thou hast said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
我们把他们交托给你，亲爱的神，凭着对你话语的信心，你曾说，信的人必有神迹随着他们，手按病人，病人就必好了。
Grant it, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name, Amen.
求你应允主啊，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Thank you, Brother Shakarian. It's certainly a grand privilege to be back again on the broadcast to speak to some of our friends out in the radio land, as well as present here.
谢谢你，萨克瑞安弟兄，能再次回到广播电台。对我们的一些听众朋友们以及在座的朋友们说话，我感到非常荣幸。
And we're certainly extending this invitation to you to come to the Embassy Hotel tomorrow afternoon to be prayed for. And not only that, but to bring the ones that sinners and those who are backslidden.
我们恳切邀请大家明天下午到大使旅馆来接受祷告。不仅如此，也把那些罪人和那些灵性退步的人带来。
If we just have a prayer for the sick, and we do see God constantly doing great miracles, but that's secondarily.
如果我们只是为病人祷告，我们确实看到神不断地行大神迹，但这是其次的。
The main thing is to be saved, filled with God's Spirit, which I'm going to speak to you about just in a few moments here, and the sufficiency, how that we must be filled with God's Spirit.
最主要的是得救，被神的灵充满。等一会儿我要跟你们传讲这点，以及我们为何必须要被神的灵充满。
And divine healing usually draws an attention to people and brings them in the presence of God. When God does something that they know is it's not understood.
神的医治通常吸引人们的注意力，把他们带到神的面前来。当神做某件事的时候，他们知道那是不寻常的，但却不明白。
We cannot mechanically show how it's done. God does it in His own great way.
我们不能以肉眼看得到的方式来显示那是如何成就的，神以他自己伟大的方式成就。
Then that attracts the attention of the people to know that there's a presenceof a power somewhere that can do something that's beyond human understanding. And that causes them to look to the Lamb of God.
这样就吸引了人们的注意力，让他们知道什么地方有个能力存在，能行出超乎人类理解力的事情。这就使得他们去注目神的羔羊。
And always divine healing, I've been told, and I believe myself, that aboutbetween 60, maybe 70% of our Lord's ministry was on divine healing.
神的医治总是这样的。有人告诉我，我本身也相信，就是我们主的事工，大约有60%或是70%是在神迹医治上面的。
And he did that to attract the people. Then when they were there, he said, except you believe I am he, you will perish in your sins.
他这样做是要吸引人们。然后当他们来到他面前时，他说，你们若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中。
Now, divine healing is a great drawing card to get people to look to the Lord Jesus.
神的医治对人们有极大的吸引力，吸引人们把目光放在主耶稣身上。
And Dr. F.F. Bosworth, which many of you was a friend to and knew him,And his ministry meant so much to me as a young minister. I started out in my meetings and I run into Brother Bosworth.
波斯沃博士，你们许多人都认识他，是他的朋友。当我还是位年轻的传道人时，他的事工对我来说意义非常重大。在我开始我的医治聚会时，我遇见了波斯沃弟兄。
He used to say divine healing. It's a crude little statement now.He said, divine healing is the bait on a fish hook.
他时常说神的医治 当然这只是个粗俗的比方。他说神的医治是鱼钩上的鱼饵。
That you never show the fish the hook, you show him the bait. And then he gets at the bait and gets on the hook.
他说你从来不把鱼钩给鱼看，你只给他看到鱼饵。然后当他要吞吃鱼饵的时候，他就会被勾到鱼钩上。
So, that's what we try to do. That's our, our aim is to get people to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
所以这就是我们想要做的。我们的目的就是把人们带到主耶稣那里。耶稣基督是昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。
So if he was a healer in the days gone by, he's a healer today.
所以如果他在过去的日子里是一位医治者，他今天也是一位医治者。
Just a personal testimony before I pray for the sick out in the radio land.
在我为电台听众中的病人祷告前，我要分享一个个人见证。
It was A few days ago, I was setting up in a mountains where a great thing had taken place before 15 or 20 brethren there, where the angel of the Lord came so down.
那是在几天前，我正坐在一座山上，一件重大的事情就发生在15或者20个弟兄面前，在那里主的使者降临。
And great light flying like a comet bursting around through the mountains and rocks flying for 200 square.feet or more across there, cutting the top of the trees out.
那个大光像一颗彗星般在群山之中迅猛地飞过，岩石飞崩到200英尺或更高的高度，削断了许多树的树顶。
And I was standing right under it and told him just a few months before it happened, it would be there. And what would happen? Frankly, it was told the day before.
我就站在这大光的下面，在这事发生前的几个月，我曾告诉他们什么事将会发生。坦白地说，就在这事发生的前一天，还告诉过他们。
And all these men running under trucks and everything trying to get away, they didn't know what had taken place. And he spoke and said what would take place right immediately afterwards.
这些人跑到卡车和其他东西的下面，想要躲避。他们不知道发生了什么事。那时主的使者开口说话，说到此后即将发生的事情。
Sitting on this certain rock there, right where he had appeared, I had a friend that was with us that had come down from up Minnesota. His people are here this morning, and I'm not sure, but what he may be here on some of the other floors.
我坐在那儿的一块石头上，就在主的使者出现的地方。当时有位朋友与我们在一起，是从明尼苏达州下来的。他们一家人今早就在这里，可是我不肯定他是在哪一层楼。
It was Donovan Wirtz, and a fine young fellow, a Lutheran, that had just given his life to Christ and been filled with the Spirit.
他叫多纳温华特，一位很好的年轻人，他是路德派的，刚刚将生命献给基督，并且已经被圣灵充满了。
Very humble German boy, about 30 years old.Family, two, three little children.
十分谦卑的一位德国人，大约30岁，有两三个小孩子的家庭。
He moved down to Tucson just to be neighbors with me. We're 300 or 400 had moved in to be neighbors.
他搬到图森是为了与我做邻居，有大约300-400人也搬来与我为邻。
So I'm glad to have such neighbors as that. They follow me always to South Africa and everywhere.Around just to be near, to see the, with me and to be with me and enjoy the pleasures of the Lord.
我很高兴有这样的邻居们，他们一直跟随我到南非，还有其他地方，只为了要与我接近，和我在一起，享受在主里的欢乐。
Such a humble fellow, I never noticed him very much. Of course, the people that I know and associate with are just like my own brother, sister.
这样一个谦卑的小伙子。我以前从未十分留意他，当然我所认识并来往的人就像我自己的兄弟姐妹一样。
I watch them and see if I think they're getting out of line and take them out to one side and talk with them because I love them. We want to live in glory together.
我观察他们，如果我觉得他们偏离了正路，我会把他们带到一边与他们谈一谈，因为我爱他们， 我们想要在荣耀中一起生活。
Sometimes maybe in the meetings you think I speak harsh to you. That isn't because that I don't love you, but it does come from my heart because it must be just one way.
也许有时候在聚会中，你们会以为我言语过于苛刻，这不是有意的。这并不是因为我不爱你们，我所说的都是发自内心的，这只能是一种方式。
There's only one way to serve God, and we must stay in His way, no matter what our thoughts is, His way.
侍奉神只有一种方法，就是我们必须要照着他的方式，无论我们自己有什么想法，是他的方式。
And I noticed Donovan on the right tip of his ear was swollen perhaps 3 times its size and looked very red.
我注意到多纳文，他右耳的耳尖肿到大概有原来的3倍，而且看上去十分红肿。
Well, not thinking maybe that there in the desert for a few days that where we've been, that maybe he had gotten some cactus in his ear. But taking a hold of his hand, I found out that it was a cancer.
我原想，也许我们在旷野中的那几天，在我们所去的地方，也许他的耳朵被仙人掌扎到了。可是当我握起他的手时，却发现那是癌症。
So I said to Donovan, have you, how long has that been on your ear? Just kind of throw him off like I didn't know.
所以我对多拉文说，多拉文，那东西长在你耳朵上有多久了？我只是想让他以为我不知道。
I said, how long has that been on there, Donovan? He said, Brother Branham, about 6 months. He said,
我说他长在那里多久了，多拉文？他说伯拉罕弟兄大约有6个月了。
I said, why didn't you mention it to me? He said, oh, seeing so busy, so I didn't want to do it. Said, I just thought maybe sometime the Lord might tell you.
我说你为什么不向我提起呢？他说，哦，我看着你那么忙，我不想告诉你。我想主也许有一天会告诉你的。
So, I said, do you realize what it is? He said, I have a good idea. I said, that is right.
我就说，你知道那是什么吗？他说，我心里相当清楚。我说，是的。
And the second morning, no more than that, holding the boy by the hand, the second morning there wasn't even a scar on his ear. It was all completely gone.
我只是握住他的手，没别的什么。第二天早上，他的耳朵上连一个疤痕也没有，癌症已完全消失。
So many times we press and trying to get to this, that, or see, it's these signs shall follow the believer.
很多时候我们着急，设法要把这个人或那个人带来，可是你看，是信的人必有神迹随着他们。
It didn't say if they pray for the sick.If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. We must have faith ourselves in what we're doing.
这经文不是说若他们为病人祷告，是说手按病人，病人就必好了。我们自己本身必须对我们所做的有信心。
All right. So now, Donovan is probably here. You'll meet him. He'll be here. If he isn't here this morning on some of the other floors, you'll meet him, and he'll know the testimony.
是的，现在。多拉文可能在这里，你会见到他的。如果他今早不在这里，他会在另外一层楼的，你将会见到他，他会告诉你这个见证的。
And what more could I say? I believe Luke or John once said, the world couldn't contain the books that could be written of what he's done among the people in this last days.
我还能说什么呢？我相信约翰就像所说的，主在这末后日子里所行的事，若都写出来，就是整个世界也容不下的。
How six been healed, alcoholics delivered by the thousands of them, and all kinds of diseases and afflictions.
病人得到医治，酒鬼得释放，成千上万的人各样的疾病和痛苦。
Now you out in Radio Land as well as here, holding here now a great handful of requests that's come in.By the phone this morning, constantly ringing since we've been here.
现在，你们在听广播的听众们以及在座的观众们，我现在手上拿着今早打电话来的一大堆祷告请求。自从我们到这里后，电话就一直响个不停。
And so we 196 requests has come in this morning by the phone since we've been in here.
自从今早我们来到之后，已经接到了196个电话请求。
So let us join in prayer now, as each one, wherever you are, out in the land, lay your hands on one another if you're believers. If not, lay your hand up on the Bible or something out there while we pray here and there.
因此，现在让我们一起来祷告。每个人都相信，不管你在全国什么地方，若你们是相信的，就彼此按手。如果你是单独一人的话，当我们在此祷告的时候，就按手在圣经或是某样东西上面。
Dear Heavenly Father, the little testimony of Donovan works. Just one of the thousands, Lord, that Thou hast so graciously.
亲爱的天父，多拉温华特的小小见证，只不过是千万个见证中的一个。主啊，是你如此施恩医治了他们。
I pray that you'll look down into the hearts of the people, both here and in radio land, and may they everyone be healed.
我求你查看在这里以及听广播听众们的内心，愿他们每个人都得到医治。
May the evil one leave them, and may they be delivered from all their afflictions. Grant it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thy Son, we ask this. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
愿那邪恶者离开他们，也愿他们从一切苦难中得到拯救。父啊，求你成全，奉你儿子耶稣基督的名求，阿门。主啊，感谢你。
Well, this is three times for me up here this morning. And you know, it was just told that we got to vacate the building in about 12-14 minutes or something. And the management said it's on the other floor there and they can't serve any meals.
这是我今天早上第三次做电台广播。哦，你们知道刚才他们通知说我们要在大约12-14分钟内离开这个建筑物。大楼的管理人员他们在大楼的另一层，他们说他们不能提供任何午餐。
Our meals lengthened out. We have many courses, you know.
我们的早餐拉得太长了，有很多道菜，你们知道。
So we're very, very glad that we have had this great spiritual gastronomical jubilee, you know, I would call it, this morning, here with this fine bunch of men.
因此我们非常非常的高兴，今天早上能与这群美好的人士一起共享这个重大的属灵美食庆祝会，我是这样称呼他的。
I'd like to make mention that we are the services again tomorrow afternoon over at the embassy now. We will be praying for the sick there and expecting God to meet with us.
我要提一下，就是明天下午在大使领馆将再有个聚会，我们将在那里为病人祷告，期待着神与我们会面。
I've come to put in my part, my ministry, and to making all that we can this meeting to be a success.
我来是要做出我的贡献，就是我的事工，尽我们所能使这个聚会成功。
Not a success because it's our meeting, but a success of people finding Jesus Christ. That's a success.
成功不是因为那是我们的聚会，而是因着人们找到耶稣基督，那就是成功。
Any meetings, no matter how much we praise God, how many great things that we see Him do, how many times He speaks to us in the Spirit, and so forth, unless there's something accomplished, some souls brought into the kingdom.
任何的聚会，无论我们如何赞美神，我们见他行多少大事，他多少次借着圣灵向我们说话等等，除非一些灵魂被带进神的国度，否则就什么也没有成就。
And Brother Shakarian, we just made a real statement just now about what he thought about these days that we're living in. I truly believe that with all my heart that we're living just at the closing time, just in the evening shadows.
萨迦瑞安弟兄刚刚说了一句话，是有关他对我们所生活的这个时代的看法。我真的全心相信，我们是生活在这个快要结束的时刻，就在黄昏的影子里。
The sun is far advanced. And when we see things taking place the way they are today, why, it's hard telling what another generation would bring.
太阳早已下山了，当我们看到今天事情像这样发生的时候，那么很难说下一个时代将会带来什么。
A few days ago, just let me give you a little inside something. They made an analysis throughout Arizona, where I live, of all the schools that gave the children unknowingly to them a mental test.
就在几天前，让我来告诉你们一点事情的真相。他们在我所住的亚利桑那州，对所有的学校做了项调查。他们在孩子们不知道的情况下，给他们做了个精神测试。
And guess what? Including high schools and grammar school, there was 80% of the children suffering with mental deficiency.
你们猜怎么着？包括中学和语法学校在内，有80%的孩子患有精神缺陷。
70% of them was television watchers. The evils that just slipped up on us, and we don't. You wonder why it comes.
他们中的70%是看电视的。瞧，那些魔鬼，他们偷偷的溜进来，而我们却没有察觉。你还不知道为什么会是这样。
You can hear the voice of God screaming out against it, and yet here we find ourselves webbed into it.
你可以听见神的声音在高喊反对他，电视上的节目。而我们却发现自己已陷入其中了。
Let me give you a shocking something. See, not all that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter in, but the one that doeth the will of my Father. His will is His word.
让我给你们一点震动。瞧，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。他的旨意就是他的话语。
We can be ever so religious, have great time shouting, jumping in these meetings, which we're.
我们可以十分虔诚，在聚会中享受美好的时刻，喊叫跳跃。
I don't want to be critical, but I have a duty to do to God, and that duty is to be sincere and to say what He wants me to say.
我并不想挑剔。可是我对神有个责任，那个责任就是要诚恳地说出他要我说的话。
And I'm certainly grateful for the California chapter who's bore with me and my convictions.
我十分感谢加利福尼亚全福音商人协会，他们宽容我所确信的这些东西。
If I don't speak my convictions, I'm a hypocrite. I'm not even honest with you. And if I can't be honest with you, how will I be honest with God? Because I see you and talk to you.
如果我不将我所确信的说出来，我就是个伪君子，那么我是对你们不诚实。如果我对你们都不诚实，那我又如何能对神诚实呢？因为我能看到你们，和你们说话。
Of course we do to God too, but we got to be really sincere and honest with one another.
当然我们也能对神说话，但我们必须要十分真诚，彼此以诚相待。
We are certainly in a horrible age.
我们无疑是处在一个非常可怕的时代。
And did you ever stop? Just let me give you just a little analysis. Not all that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter therein, but the one that doeth the will of my Father.
你是否停下来想过？让我给你做一个小小的分析。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Jesus said on earth, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Every word, not just now and then a word, but by every word.
耶稣在世上的时候说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。一切话不是只是偶尔一句话，而是每句话。
It was one word, misbelief by God's commandments that caused death, sorrow, and every sickness and heartache.To miss God's word, one word.
仅仅不相信神命令中的一个字，就导致了死亡、悲伤、各种的疾病以及心酸，就只错失了神的一个字。
If he'd taken the human race into death by misbelieving one word, surely, but he said it would happen. Satan said, surely it won't, but it did. So we've got to keep every word of God.
如果他因着不相信神的一句话，而把整个人类带入死亡的话， 就是这么一个字，必定。神说这必定会发生的。撒旦说你们不一定死，但是他们却死了。所以我们必须遵守神的每一句话。
And if the human and all this suffering and things that went on the human race by misconstruing or misbelieving one word, how are we going back by missing one? If it's cost all this price, even the life of his son. Many are called, few are chosen. Many are called, few are chosen. I can't take a text from this, but because we haven't got time, but just to leave something with you.
如果人类所遭受的这一切的苦难等等，是因为不相信神的一个字，我们又怎能错失一整句话，还回到神那里呢？如果这个代价是如此高昂，甚至要付上他儿子的性命，被招的人多，选上的人少，被招的人多，选上的人少。我不能用这节经文来做题目讲篇道，因为我们没有时间，但只是留点东西给你们思考一下。
Let us think of, I went one day with Brother Shikari and with his high breeding cattle.
让我们来思考一下。有一天我和撒迦瑞安弟兄去了他们繁殖牛群的地方。
And I seen the in the laboratory where Brother Shikari had taken me in, and they dipped in the sperm of the male cow just a little, like a little instrument of match stem, and took up a bunch of that sperm and put it under this glass that magnified it hundreds of times.
撒迦瑞安弟兄带我去参观了那间实验室，他们把一根小如火柴的仪器点在装有公牛精子的试管中，吸起一些精子，放在一个放大几百倍的显微镜下。
And there was little germs jumping in that sperm, which we know the germ comes from the male and the egg from the female.
在那滴精液中，有些精子在跳动着。我们知道精子是来自雄性的，而裸子来自雌性。
And I asked the chemist there. I said, "What's that making that little jump like?" And he said, "That's little bulls and calves." See?
我问那里的生物学家，那跳动着的是什么？他说那就是小公牛小母牛瞧。
I said, in that little drop? He said, yes.
我说就在那一小滴里。他说正是。
I said, perhaps then in the entire sperm there would be a million of them. He said, oh yes. Now watch close.
我说也许整滴中有100万个精子。他说哦是的。瞧你们仔细听着。
Now when this great the thing takes place, there's one egg waiting for one germ out of that million. And there's no one can tell which germ that is or which egg that is.
那么在这个受孕的过程中，有一个卵子在等待着那百万个精子中的一个，没有人能说出是哪一个精子或哪一个卵子最终会结合。
If you watch the natural birth, it's more of a mystery than the virgin birth.
如果你见过自然分娩的话，它真是比童女生子还是个更大的奥秘。
Because in the sperm, there's one in there that's predestinated to live, and the rest of them will die.
因为就在这一滴精液中，只有一个精子预定要生存，而其余的都会死去。
And it isn't the first one meets; it's the first one that comes together with the egg.
而且并非是第一个与卵子相遇的精子，而是第一个与卵子结合的精子。
Maybe the egg may raise up from the back of the sperm or the middle of the sperm. The germ may do the same. The egg.
也许卵子在精子后面出现，或在精子中间出现。精子对卵子也是同样的。
The germ crawls into the egg, and little tails drop off of it, and there starts the spine.
那个精子钻进卵子里面，那条小尾巴脱落掉。从那里就开始形成脊背。
There's only one, and that whole load of a million that's going to make it. Only one, and that's determined by some unknown force to man.
在那一大滴那百万个精子中，只有一个精子会成功，只有一个，而那是由某种人类所不知道的力量控制的。
That you're everyone alike. Every one of those germs are just alike.Same thing in animals, same thing in man.
然而他们个个都相似， 那些精子个个都一样，在动物中，在人类都是如此。
It's determined where it's going to be boy, girl, red-headed, black-headed, or what? It's determined by God.
是男孩或女孩，红头发的、黑头发的等等，都已经决定了，都是由神决定的。
All of them look the same naturally, but there's one in there that's ordained to life. One in a million, yet all of them alike.
他们在外表上看起来都一样，可是其中只有一个是预定得生的，是百万中的一个，然而他们看上去全都一样。
When Israel left Egypt, there was approximately 2 million people left at the same time.
当以色列离开埃及的时候，约有200万人同时离开。
Every one of them heard the message of a prophet. Every one of them saw the pillar of fire. Every one of them was baptized to Moses in the Red Sea.
每个人都听到了一位先知的信息，每个人都看见了那个火柱，每个人都在红海受洗归入了摩西。
Every one of them shouted in the spirit, beat the tambourines and run up and down the bank with Miriam when Moses sang in the spirit.
当摩西在林里唱歌的时候，每个人也在圣灵里喊叫，敲打着铃鼓，跟着米利利安，在海岸边上跑上跑下。
They everyone drank from the same spiritual rock. They everyone eat fresh manna every night. Every one of them. But there was two made the land. One out of a million.
他们每个人都饮于那同一个灵磐石。他们每个人每晚都吃新鲜的玛纳，是每一个人。可是那一代人中却只有两个人进入了那块土地。一百万中只有一个。
What was the test? They all drinking the same rock. They all eat the same spiritual manna as we're eating this morning. But the word test proved them.
那考验是什么呢？他们都从同一个磐石饮水，都吃同样的属灵玛纳，就像我们今早吃的一样。但是神的道考验了他们。
When it come to the time of Kadesh Barnea, when they start over into the promised land.And they could not go over till they was tested by the word.
当到了加底斯巴尼亚的时候，就在他们开始要进入应许之地时，他们要先接受神话语的考验才能过去。
And all the other 10 came back and said, "We can't make it. The people are like, we're like grasshoppers to them. They're great walled cities. The opposition is too great."
那十个探子回来，报告说我们进不去的。那里的人都是高大的巨人，我们在他们看来就像蚱蜢一样。他们住在有城墙的高大城市里，我们的对手太强大了。
But Joshua and Caleb still the people. They said we're more than able to do it. Why? God said before they left the promised land, I've given you the land. I've given it to you. It's yours. But there were one out of each million.
然而约书亚和加勒叫百姓安静了下来，他们说我们足能得胜，为什么？因为在他们离开埃及之前，神指着那块应许之地说，我已将那地赐给你们了，我把它赐给你们，那地是你们的。可是每一百万人中只有一个进去了。
There's approximately 500 million so-called Christians in the world today, and each day ends a generation.
在今天的世界上，大约有5亿个所谓的基督徒，每一天都结束一个世代。
And now, what if the rapture would come today, and 500 people universally would be taken in the rapture? You'd never know or even see in the paper them going.
那么，如果今天被提发生，而全球只有500个人会被提，那又会怎么样呢？你根本就不会知道他们去了，或在报纸上看到他们失踪的报道。
And the coming of the Lord is a secret coming. He'll come and steal away. He'll be such a minority.
主的来临是个秘密的来临，他会来偷偷地把信徒接走。被提的人数如此的少。
So just like it was in the days when the disciples asked Jesus, "Why does the scribe say that Elias must first come?" He said, "He's already come, and you never knew it."
这就像在基督的日子。门徒们问耶稣一样，文士为什么说以利亚必须先来呢？他说他已经来了， 你们却不知道。
Did you ever think what the people did? They went right on believing that Elias was coming, and he was right among them, and they didn't know it.
你是否想过当时的人们做了什么？他们还是继续相信以利亚是要来的，而他就在他们当中，他们却不知道。
So will it be in the coming of the Son of Man? He'll do with him just the same thing.
人子来临的日子也是一样的，他们对他将做同样的事。
The Spirit of God is here. Well, what are we going to do with it? Are we going to eat manna and so forth, and not continually move up as we grow?
神的灵就在这里，那么我们对他又要怎么办呢？我们是否只是吃麻辣等等，而不是随着我们的成长继续往前走呢？
Did you ever notice a seed, as the Reverend Pitts was speaking a few moments ago, and how a seed goes into the ground? Many seeds are there in the ground.
你是否留意到一颗种子？正如彼得牧师几分钟前所说的，一颗种子是怎样进入土壤里的？土壤中有许多的种子。
When God moved upon the water with the light, and light brought forth the firstpresence of God, spoken light came by God's word, and God's word is the only thing that still brings light.
当神借着光在水面上运行时，光就带来了种子的生长。神首次的显现就是神口述的道所带来的光。神的话语仍然是唯一能带来亮光的东西。
And when the waters went back, the seed is already in the earth. And the light only brought forth the seeds that remain with germ in them. Come forth. God making his creation.
当众水退走后，种子已经在土壤中了。光只是让那些仍然带有胚芽的种子发芽。神在创造他的被造物。
And now on Easter morning, there was another light struck the earth when the Holy Spirit was given.And it's given to bring life to those seeds that God by his foreknowledge knew that would be here on the earth.
在复活节的早晨，有另一道光照射在地球上，就是当圣灵被赐下来的时候。圣灵被赐是为了把光带给那些神借着他的预知知道将会在地上出现的种子。
As he knew the first natural seed, he knows where the spiritual seed is.
正如他知道那第一颗自然的种子一样，他知道那属灵的种子在何处。
Your body was laying here right down on the earth when God first brought the earth into existence. We are part of the earth. We were laying there.
当神起初创造了地球的时候，你的身体就躺在这土地之中。我们是地球的一部分，我们那时就躺在那里。
And by his foreknowledge, he knew exactly who would love him and who would serve him and who would not.
借着他的预知，神准确地知道谁会爱他，谁会侍奉他，还有谁不会。
His foreknowledge tells that. If it doesn't, then he isn't God. He can't be God without being infinite. And if he's infinite, he knows all things.
他的预知告诉了这一切，不然的话，他就不是神。如果他不是无限的，他就不是神。如果他是无限的，那么他知道万事。
So you see people making their blunders. They stumble at it. They run at it. They think this and that. But it doesn't work right. We see it.
所以你看到人们犯各样的错误，他们跌跌撞撞的去摸索，他们拼命的去试，他们这样想那样想，但都不对劲。我们都看到了。
But there is a working right. That's to find God's perfect will and stand in it. What God calls you for.
但有个办法是对的。就是寻求神完美的旨意并持守它，就是找到神呼召你的目的。
As Brother Jack said a few moments ago about down here at the Persian Square, all the confusion, one this way and one that way, and about the theologians and so forth, that you want to know some theology, go down there.
就像几分钟前杰克弟兄说到这里的波星广场一样，到处一片混乱，一个走这边，另一个走那边，这是指神学家们。如果你要知道神学的话，就去那个地方吧。
I guess that's just about like it is in Hyde Park in London. I was down there. Everybody has his own idea. It's a conglomeration, a, of a modern-day world in Babylon.
我猜这就大概好像在伦敦的海德公园一样。我曾经去过那里，每个人都有他自己的想法。这个现代世界的混杂，就像当年的巴比伦一样。
But did you notice as Brother Pitts went on with his lovely message this morning to us, as he began to walk out of the park, there he found a little Easter lily.
但你们是否注意到彼得弟兄今早为我们带来的美好信息里所说的是什么吗？当他开始从公园里走出去的时候，他在那里看到了一小朵复活节水仙花。
In the midst of all the confusion, as he brought it to us, it had no way to say yes or no. It was the life of God shining in it, in the midst of all the confusion.
正如他在讲道中所说的，在那一片混乱之中，这朵小花无法说是还是否，那是神的生命在它里面放光，在那一片混乱之中。
It was there in its radiance because God had ordained it to be there.
他在那里盛开，是因为神命定了他在那里。
In the midst of all the conflict, no one was noticing it. They didn't see the spiritual application of it.
在那一切的冲突之中，没有人注意到他，他们没有看到这朵花存在的属灵意义。
And so is it today amongst all of our great gatherings and groups and churches and denominations and so forth. One pulling this way, we must be Baptist, we must be Presbyterian, we must be this, that, the other.
今天也是一样，在我们一切大型的聚会、团体、教会和宗派组织等等当中，有人强调说我们必须是浸信会或是长老会，必须是这样或是那样。
In the midst of all of it, there is a growing flower. There is the power of God right among us, being raised right up in the midst of all of us.
在这一切当中，有一朵小花在成长，就在我们当中有个神的力量，就在我们所有人当中被兴起来。
Let's just stop and behold it a few minutes and watch it this week and see it unfold right before us. We believe God will do it, don't you?
让我们停下来观看它几分钟，并且在这个星期里观察它，看着它就在我们眼前张开。我们相信神会这么做的，你们相信吗？
I see it. We ought to be downstairs, but now, so let's pray, each one of us.
我想我们现在应当下楼去了，所以让我们来祷告，我们每一个人。
Dear God, when we bow our heads in Thy presence, feel that we are so insufficient to ask, but You promised us that if we would come, You would not turn us down.
亲爱的神，当我们在你面前低头的时候，我们感到多么不配来向你祈求。但是你应许过我们，如果我们肯来，你不会拒绝我们的。
And these rude statements that's just been made by no means to be a doctrine, one out of a million, but just to kindly remember.
我刚才所讲的那些粗陋的话并不是一个教义，百万中的一个，只是提醒我们记得你所说的话。
For you said, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there will be that'll find it. For many are called, but few are chosen.
因为你说过引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少，因为被招的人多，选上的人少。
O eternal Father, send the gospel light across this city through this coming week of convention.
哦，永恒的父啊，求你借着下一周的大会，把福音的亮光带给这个城市。
And if there be any seed.Somehow by your own great wise providence, like trying to illustrate it in the spurn of the male and female, may they roll into the convention. May the Holy Spirit give them life.
如果因着你自己伟大而有智慧的预定，这里有任何种子的话，就像我们以受孕过程中的精子和卵子来说明的， 愿他们进入这个大会中，愿圣灵赐给他们亮光。
We realize that the time is perhaps later than we think it is.
我们意识到时间也许比我们想象的还要迟了。
We pray God that as we come here just believing that maybe there is something here that could be done that would help the people or catch that last sheep.
我们祈求神啊，当我们到这里来时，让我们相信能在这里做些事来帮助人们，或捉住那最后一只羊。
We know when the sheepfold is full, then the shepherd will close the door.
我们知道，当羊圈装满时，牧人就会把门关上。
As it was like in the days of Noah, when the last member of the family was brought in, God closed the door.
就像在挪亚的日子，当他家庭中的最后一个成员被带进去时，神就把门关上了。
And they beat and pounded, but it was too late. Dear God, they had the opportunity. You said, I am that door to the sheepfold.
那些在外面的人敲着打着门，但已经太迟了。亲爱的神，他们是有过机会的。你说，我是羊的门。
And how striking the song from the poet, Are not 99 enough for thee?But no, there was one more.
诗人所写的那首九十九只羊的诗歌是多么吸引人啊！九十九只羊对你来说不够吗？不，不够。另外还有一只。
He might be a little black sheep, or he might be a little nobody, might be the little her or he. We don't know where they are, but that last one must come in.And then the door will be closed.
他可能是只犯了错的小黑羊，或可能是一文不名的什么人，可能是男是女，我们不知道他们在哪里。但是最后一个必须进来，然后门才会被关上。
Oh, God who knows all things, search our lives this morning and send us wherever that we could go that we might.Find that last one that the door will be closed and the shepherd inside with the sheep. Grant it, Lord.
Oh, 神啊，你知道万事。今天早上请鉴察我们的生命，差我们到我们所能去的地方，让我们找到那最后一只羊，这样门就能被关上，牧人与羊群都在里面。主啊，求你答应。
If there...Be that one here today. If that one that's supposed to come in, all the Father has given me will come to me. And no man can come except my Father has drawn him.
如果今天这里有一位是应当进来的，凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来。若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有人到我这里来的。
And if there be a tug or a little feeling,That this might be the hour for somebody here in this audience, here or downstairs or wherever they may be, may they answer yes, Lord.
如果在这里，或是楼下，或无论何处的听众中，有人心中有一点感动，这也许就是他们的时刻到了。愿他们回答说：“是的，主啊。”
I am that little wandering one that's wandered away. It's fallen off all my life. I felt that I should come, but today I'm hanging on the side of the peak. I can't go up or down. I can go no way.
我就是那只迷途的小羊，我一生都在抵制这个感动。我觉得我应当前来，可是今天我住在失败的这一边，不上不下，无处可去。
Oh, may the great shepherd come, reach down with tender hands and bring that one safely in.Place it up on his shoulders and bring it safely back.
Oh, 愿那大牧者过来，伸出温柔的手，把那只小羊平安地带进去，把它放在他的肩膀上，平安地带回去。
Maybe there is one here, Lord, that's sick in a similar condition that the doctor said there's nothing can be done.
主啊，也许这里有个人病了，处于同样的境况，医生说无药可救了。
He tried hard to rescue it, but
He could not rescue it. It's beyond his reach.
医生尽力拯救，但却拯救不了，这不是他的能力所能及的。
There's nothing that he can do. His medicine or his knife cannot get to it.
他束手无策，他的药或是手术刀不能治好他。
Oh Lord, there's nothing too far for your great arm. And your word is your arm.
可是主啊，没有任何事是你大能的臂膀所不能行的，你的话语就是你的臂膀。
So we pray, dear God, that this morning while we are talking to thee, that thou will reach down and pick that one up that's sick and cannot help itself out of the reach of all scientific matters, away from the doctor, may they be healed. Grant it, Lord.
因此我们祈求亲爱的神，今天早晨当我们向你说话时，你会伸出手来把那只生病无法自救的小羊抱起来。一切的科学手段已经无能为力，医生也没有办法，愿他们得到医治，求你答应主啊。
As we think of David as he was given a charge over a few sheep, just a few, but one day a bear come in and got that one little sheep and took it out and would have eaten it up like a cancer would eat up a body.Our huge lion.
我们想到大卫，他受派看管一小群羊，只是一小群，可是有一天一只熊来了，叼走了一只小绵羊，差点把它吃掉，像癌症会吞食我们的身体一样，或是一头巨大的狮子来了。
But David, not too well equipped with a rifle or not a swordsman, but with only a slingshot, he went after that.
但是大卫他并没有全副武装，他没有步枪，也不是一个箭手，然而他带着个甩石器就去追回他的小羊了。
And when he found the animal that was about to kill the little sheep, he slew it with the slingshot.
当他发现那野兽就要吃掉小羊时，他就用甩石器打死了那头野兽。
Just a simple little weapon with aPiece of leather and a string, and but he had confidence in it.
那只是个简单的武器，一块皮和一根绳子，但他对他却有信心。
We have no great genius among us, Lord. We're simple people with a simple little prayer. But we're coming this morning after Father's sheep.
我们当中没有伟大的天才，主啊，我们只是一群简单的人。做一个简单的祷告，但是我们今天早上来是寻找天父的羊。
That woman that has walked the streets miserably, smoking cigarettes, trying to find peace through the cigarette.
那个妇人愁苦地在街上游荡，抽着烟，想从香烟那里找到平安。
That man who has smelt the glass and tried to set it back.But the enemy holds him tight.
那个男人闻到了酒香，想要把酒杯放下，可是敌人却把他紧紧地抓住了。
That boy or girl that's tried to do right and just can't find strength to break away from the wrong thing, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus to claim that sheep this morning.
那个男孩女孩想要做对的事，可是却没有力量摆脱那错误的事。我们今早来奉主耶稣的名来认领那只羊。
We defy the enemy because it's a simple thing, a slingshot of prayer, but we're coming to bring that one back to the Father's fold. That we might give an account of those things that's been committed to our hands.
我们抵制敌人，虽然那只是个简单的东西，一个甩石器，一个祷告。但我们来要把那只羊带回到父的怀抱，使我们能对托付给我们手中的事情有个交代。
May the power of God now strike faith down in the hearts of the people. And may that lost soul return this morning.
愿神的大能把信心带到人们的心中，愿那迷失的灵魂今早回来。
May the temptations of this life turn him away. Let him go.
愿今生的试探都离开他。
May he find himself safely upon the Master's shoulders, being carried back to safety again. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
愿他平平安安地在主人的肩膀上，再次被带回到平安之处。我们奉耶稣的名祈求，阿门。
God bless you all. Until I see you tomorrow, I'll turn the service to Brother Shakarian.
神祝福你们大家，我们明天再见。我把聚会交给撒加瑞安弟兄。
I hope that I found more grace in the sight of God and before you to believe that I'd stand here to tell you something that was wrong.
我希望我在神和你们面前得蒙更多的恩惠，让你们相信我不会站在这里来告诉你们一些错误的东西。
I just passed my 56th birthday the other day.
我前几天刚刚过了56岁的生日。
This isn't just an old man's message. I believe this since I was a little boy. And if this isn't true, I've been the most foolish person God had on the earth. I've given my entire life for this cause.
但这并不是一个老人的信息。我从小就相信这个信息。如果它是不对的话，那么我就是神在世上所拥有的最愚昧的人。我已为此付出了我的一生。
And may I say this with sincerity, if I had 10,000 lives, I'd never change my opinion.
让我真诚地这么说，如果我有一万条生命的话，我也永远不会改变我的看法。
Now, healing is in reach of every person. Remember, healing is in you.
医治是每个人所能拥有的，记住，医治是在你们里面的。
God placed in the peach tree every peach that would ever be in it when he planted it in the garden.
当神在伊甸园中栽种桃树的时候，他已把每个能从桃树里结出的桃子放在了里面。
See, you just have the peach tree or the apple tree, the fruit tree, just has to grow from drinking the water in the earth.
你瞧，那棵桃树或者苹果树或是其他果树只需要从土壤中吸收养分生长。
Now each one of you has those potentials in you to deliver you, for it is God since you've been planted into Christ by baptism, not water baptism, spiritual baptism. You don't come into Christ by water baptism, by spiritual baptism.
你们每个人里面都有那些潜能来释放你，因为自从你们借属灵的洗不是水的洗礼，在基督里扎根后，神就把这潜能放在了你里面。你不是借着水的洗礼进入基督的，而是借着属灵的洗。
Tomorrow afternoon, the Lord willing, I'm speaking on that. How and what is the real application of it?
明天下午，若主愿意的话，我将传讲这个主题，说说它的实际用处是什么。
We have it in the afternoon, so we won't interfere with any of your services.
我们是在下午聚会，因此不会影响你们任何其他的聚会。
Now look, each one of you here is standing as believers. Then the life that was in Christ is in you. If you could just see it.
你看，你们站在这里的每一位都是信徒，瞧，那么在基督里的生命就在你里面，他是能够的，要是你能明白的话。
It's the devil's business to keep you blocked off from that.Keep you blinded. He just let you be blinded. See, you don't know where you're going then.
魔鬼的工作就是要使你与此隔绝，让你瞎眼看不到。他能让你瞎眼瞧，那么你就不知道你是往哪里走。
A man that's blind cannot tell where he's going. He's got to seek the understanding from somebody who can see.
一个瞎眼的人不知道他要往哪里去。他要找到一个能看见的人，他才能明白。
Until we can understand, somebody's got to tell us what's truth.
在我们能明白之前，一定要有人告诉我们什么是真理。
And Christ died for you, and you are transplanted from the world into Christ, and everything you have need of is right in you by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Isn't that right?
基督已经为你死了。你已从这个世界移植到了基督里面，接着圣灵的洗，你所需要的一切都在你里面，不是吗？
Now the only thing you have to do is just start drinking from that, and as the tree drinks, it begins to push out its leaves, its buds, pushes out its fruit each year.
现在你所需要做的唯一一件事，就是开始从那里吸收水分。就如树木吸收水分后，就开始长出叶子、花蕾，然后每年结出果实。
The fruit's not in the ground. The fruit is in the plant. How many understand that? Say amen.
果子不是在地里面，果子是在树上的。有多少人明白的说阿们？
The fruit is in the plant, and every plant has to drink from his fountain. As the rain comes down, gives that plant life to drink from. And as it drinks, it grows.
所以你瞧，果子是在树里面的，每棵树必须从它的泉源中吸取水分。雨水降下来，就给那棵植物生命的源泉。它吸收水分的时候就会生长。
It's growing up until it comes to the full bud, just like the church has, to bloom out in this age.
它一直生长，直到花朵盛开，就像教会在这个时代盛开一样。
And as we drink, we grow. If the plant refuses to drink, then the plant cannot grow. And if you just believe it, now individually.
这样，当我们吸收水分的时候，我们就成长。但是如果那棵植物拒绝吸收水分，它就不能成长。现在如果你们只要相信的话，你们每一个人。
Of course, you know how the Lord does show different things of what you've done and what you should not have done and so forth in the meeting.
当然你们知道主是如何做的，他在聚会中显示出你们过去所做的事情，你所不应当做的一些事等等。
We were hoping that the Holy Spirit would fall upon us this morning and do such. As we stood, I kept waiting.I think it's the nervous part, thinking downstairs they want us out of here, see? But they're wanting us, we're late now.
我们希望今天早上当我们站在这里的时候，圣灵会降在我们身上。但我继续在等候着。我想是因为我们有点紧张，想到楼下的人要我们离开这里。瞧，他们要我们离开，我们已经迟了。
But believe this with all your heart. Please do. If I found grace in your sight as a truthful person, believe this.
但相信这点，全心全意地相信，请你们这么做。如果我在你们眼前蒙恩，被你们视为一个真诚的人的话，那么就相信这一点。
I'll put your hands on each other. Now look, now the Bible didn't say these signs will follow William Branham. Didn't say it'll follow Oral Roberts only. Didn't say it'll follow Brother Kopp or somebody.
现在请你们彼此按手。现在注意，圣经并没有说这些神迹只会随着威廉伯拉汉，也没有说他只会随着欧罗罗伯茨而已，也没有说他只会随着科伯弟兄或某个人。
These signs shall follow them, plural, that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
信的人必有神迹随着他们，是个复数。手按病人，病人就必好了。
It's that power of God that's in you that brings to life. To the person you got your hand on, the life-giving source of the Holy Ghost.
那是在你里面的神的大能，为你所按手的那个人带了生命，那是赐生命源泉的圣灵。
Dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ, in this crucial moment, when the church...May they stand at this second without nervousness. May the power that raised up Christ from the grave quicken to them just now the truth of the gospel that Jesus' commission was if they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover.
亲爱的神，奉耶稣基督的名，在这个关键的时刻，当教会，愿他们此刻能够站立住，毫不紧张。愿那使基督从坟墓中复活的大能，让他们现在明白福音的真理，就是耶稣给我们的使命是手按病人，病人就必好了。
May every demon power, every sickness, every disease, every affliction, every tormenting thing that's happened to the people, may it leave just now by faith. As believing people, we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
愿一切邪灵的力量，一切病痛，一切的疾病，一切痛苦，发生在人们身上，一切折磨人的东西，因着我们的信心，现在就离开。作为相信的一群人，我们奉耶稣基督的名求， Amen.
Now raise your hands and give him praise if you believe that he does it.
现在举起你们的手来，向他献上赞美，如果你相信这是他所行的话。
Dear God, this baby will die, Lord, unless this is done. I condemn this not in the name of Jesus Christ. May it leave the innocent child. Amen.
亲爱的神，这婴孩会死的，主啊，除非这是成就。我奉耶稣基督的名谴责这个病痛，让他离开这无辜的孩子。阿们。
The doctors are trying. They failed.
医生已经尽力而为了，他们没有成功，只要相信。